USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after President Trump criticizes Germany in part for entering into an energy deal with Russia, the president meets on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He says as she sits beside him following their meeting,
"We have a very, very good relationship with the Chancellor. We have a tremendous relationship with Germany. You've had tremendous success, and I congratulate you. Tremendous success. And I believe that our trade will increase and lots of other things will increase."
Earlier, Trump had also ripped France and other NATO allies for not spending at least 2% of their GDP on defense. He is going to be meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron shortly at the summit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
"I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
"This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible."
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hurricane Chris off the Carolinas is currently a Category 2 hurricane, but as Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center explains, it's not expected to impact the United States directly.
"The forecast track keeps the storm well away from the United States. The only impact on the United States will be some high surf along portions of the U.S. East Coast."
And the rough surf and rip currents from the storm have been going on all week. Back on Monday alone, Ocean City, Maryland's Beach Patrol made over 140 water rescues. The biggest wildfire in America currently burning in northern Nevada, the Martin Fire, exploding to more than 430,000 acres just a few days after it started. NASA says the fire is so huge, the smoke plume is being seen from outer space. Meanwhile, the County Fire, the largest fire in California, is expected to meet with full containment as early as tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
"I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded."
The biggest wildfire in the country is burning still in northern Nevada. The Martin Fire exploding to more than 430,000 acres just a few days after it started. Hot, dry conditions fueling that blaze that's burning in a sparsely populated part of the state. NASA says it's so large, the smoke plumes being seen from outer space. Fire crews do have it about 50% contained. Meanwhile, the biggest wildfire in the state of California is now 83% contained. The County Fire northwest of Sacramento has scorched over 90,000 acres. They do believe they'll have full containment tomorrow. An FBI agent who accidentally shot someone while on a dance floor is allowed to carry a gun again. Chase Bishop, off duty last month when he performed a backflip while dancing at a club in Denver, and his gun dropped to the floor and went off. In a short hearing yesterday, Bishop was cleared to carry the weapon again as long as he follows FBI regulations. And the world's ugliest dog has died. The owner of the English bulldog named Zsa Zsa confirming that she died in her sleep yesterday morning at the age of 9. She only won the title of world's ugliest dog last month. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.